All right. Shabbat blessings to all my precious brethren. How's my sound? Is it clear? Okay. Do you all hear me? Thank you. And happy Sabbath to our young brothers and sisters. Welcome, welcome to our visitors. And today's date is December 28th. Oh, it's the last Sabbath of the year, my brothers and sisters. Only a few more days and the year is about to end. And 2024 will be a history. And now, if you can put in your prayer request before we kneel, I have many unspoken. All right, from Brother Joe, many unspoken, Sister Ida unspoken. And Brother Dwayne, one more year closer to our Lord's return. Amen. That's true. One more year. Only a little while. Unspoken as well from Brother Dwayne. Sister Jania unspoken. Sister Pam, unspoken too. And Alfie, unspoken. See anymore? And if we are all ready, let's get on our knees and we will begin in the program in prayer. From Sister Luna, every day we all praise God. That's true. And for all the days of our lives, every single day, we all need to be grateful and praise the Lord. Okay. So any more praises, any more prayer requests? Let's bow our hearts. Our gracious Heavenly Father, today we thank you on this blessed Sabbath. And we come to you with humble hearts to offer, Lord, our spoken and many unspoken prayers. Let the answer be done according to your will. We pray for our family and brethren who are sick. And we also pray, Lord, please heal us as you heal those that are physically sick. Heal us with our spiritual weakness, Lord. We all have and we're still in battle against ourselves. So please renew us that we may continue to serve you. And how the year has flown by so quickly. We know it's your grace for your beloved children. You cut it short for the elect's sakes. So thank you, Father. Help us, Father, by sending the Comforter to us, the Holy Spirit, to strengthen us. We need, Lord, at end times power, because the coming crisis before us are beyond words to describe. We wanted, Lord, we want to stand victoriously. We want to be overcomers. And lastly, Father, we praise you. We praise the Godhead for all the wonderful things you have done, for the trials, the words of life, health, and everything, Lord, the provision. Thank you so much. And please cleanse us from our unrighteousness that we may be worthy to be called your children. And we love you. We ask all these things in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ. our Savior and King. Amen. Amen. And it's about sharing your praises. So if you have, please put in your praise. Okay. So yeah, please. And next Sabbath, we also have another praises. I love hearing praises. It's such an encouragement. So to start, please put in your praises and I will read it later. I want to praise the Lord for all the blessings He has given us, to all His children for all the wonderful experiences that we have for the past year. If I always pause and recall all those things that He has done for me personally, and I could only say that He is so amazing, He's so gracious, and I feel that I'm so unworthy to receive them all. And from there, I am also strengthened that he was there with me during those times, and how much more this time when I'm experiencing trials. And you know, we're always being beset by the enemy, and sometimes I fall, but I praise Him for the grace that He always gives us, sufficient for us to be strengthened and to stand up again and continue the battle. So I praise the Lord for that. And there is another thing that I want to thank the Lord, because He truly answers, you know, our prayer, even the little things that we like or we desire. So I want to praise the Lord because I was thinking of buying a dresser for, it's a long dresser, so we could put some more of our, you know, I could arrange more of our clothes. And when I look at one of the social media I saw there, one that is for free. So when I contacted, and he said, okay, get it. And when we come there, Alvin said, let's check it first. Maybe it's already broken or something. And when we go there, oh, wow, it's still good. I need just to clean it and just a little repaint. And it is so, and it becomes, you know, beautiful. Praise the Lord. He gave me a free one. And it's also a durable kind. So, yeah, the little things He still gives, He still grants us. So, God is so amazing. Praise His holy name. Now, I see some praises. We have from Jana. Happy Sabbath, Jana. And to your mom, she said, praise the Lord for waking us up and giving us the sun. Yeah, praise the Lord for the weather. I also praise the Lord for the weather. We have a sunny Sabbath day. Praise the Lord, Sister Jana. And from Sister Pam, praise the Lord for His great love and mercy towards Him, His people. Yeah, that's so true. His love is matchless. It's so, His mercy is and long suffering towards us. So I praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Pam. And Sister Ida, I praise God for His wisdom and blessing. Amen. Thank you, Sister Ida. Alvi also has her praise. I praise the Lord for the new year that is about to come and all the blessings the Lord gave. Praise the Lord, Sister Alvi. Thank you. Sister Jania, she said, I praise the Lord for this 2024. A lot of things and many experiences had happened, either if it was bad or good. And now 2025 is on its way. Thank you, Sister Jania, because they also are one of the, they all see how our life, you know, for the whole entire year, and from the time we decided to work for the Lord, they were witness and they see how the Lord's hand works in our family. Praise His holy name. All right, thank you, Sister Jania and Sister Luna. Also has her praise. Praise God, she said, for all the animals, the beautiful flowers for our church family. Praise the Lord that we praise Him all the days of our life. Praise God for all the praises. Amen. Sister Luna, thank you. Sister Mindy also has a praise. Praise God for the beautiful sunny Sabbath day. It's 50 degrees. And wow. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Luna, by the way. Praise the Lord for my salvation. Continuing from Sister Mindy. And the joy it brings, my beloved church family, and the truth He has blessed us with, and many, many blessings, and His wonderful love. Amen, Sister Mindy, and praise the Lord. Okay, so any more praise here? Let me pull up. All right, so we are in the chapter 5. We will be continuing Preaching Among the Heathen. That is in chapter 5 of Sketches from the Life of Paul. Pages 54 to 57. Okay. So, let's... Any more praise that I missed? No more. Okay. Let's read. This is from 54 to 57 of chapter 5. The Life of Paul. Friends, let's read. Friends of the apostles, although unbelievers, warned them of the design of the malicious Jews and urged them not to expose themselves, but to escape from their lives. The apostles departed from Iconium in secret, because he was there are a lot of malicious Jews that wanted to kill him. So he departed there in secret. That is from Iconium. Next, they went to Lystra and Derbe, cities of Lycaonia. These were inhabited by a heathen, superstitious people, but among them were souls that would hear and accept the doctrine of Christ. The apostle chose to labor in those cities because they would not there meet Jewish prejudice and persecution. They now met an entire new element, heathen superstition and idolatry. The apostle in their work met all grades of people, in all kinds of faith and religion. They were brought in opposition with Jewish bigotry and intolerant sorcery, blasphemy, unjust magistrates who loved to exercise their power, false shepherds, superstition, and idolatry. While persecution and opposition met them on every hand, victory still crowned their efforts, and converts were daily added to the faith. So in Lystra, there was no Jewish synagogue, though there were a few Jews in the place. The temple of Jupiter occupied a conspicuous position there. Paul and Barnabas appeared in the city together, teaching the doctrine of Christ with great power and eloquence. The credulous people believed them to be gods come down from heaven. As the apostles gathered the people about them and explained their strange belief, the worshippers of Jupiter sought to connect these doctrines as far as they were able with their own superstitious faith. Paul addressed them in Greek language, presenting for their consideration such subjects as would lead them to a correct knowledge of him who should be the object of their adoration. The sun moon and stars, the beautiful order seasons, the mighty mountains whose peak were capped with snow, the lofty trees, and the varied wonders of nature. Through this visible work of the Almighty, the apostle led the minds of the heathen to the contemplation of the great mind of the universe. He told them of the Son of God, who came from heaven to our world because he loved the children of men. His life and ministry were presented before them. The rejection by those whom he came to save, his trial and crucifixion by wicked men, his resurrection from the dead to finish his work on earth, and his ascension to heaven to be man's advocate in the presence of the Maker of the world. With the Spirit and power of God, Paul and Barnabas declared the gospel of Christ. As Paul recounted the works of Christ in healing the afflicted, he perceived a crippled man whose eyes were fastened upon him, and who received and believed his words. Paul's heart went out in sympathy toward the afflicted man, whose faith he deserved, and he eagerly grasped the hope that he might be healed by the Savior, who, although he had ascended to heaven, was still man's friend and physician, having more power even than when he was upon earth. Paul commanded the cripple to stand upright upon his feet. Hitherto, he had only been able to take a sitting posture, but he now grasped with faith the words of Paul, and instantly obeyed his command, and stood on his feet for the first time in his life. Strength came with this effort of faith, and he who had been a crippled walked and leaped as though he had never experienced an infirmity. Amen. That's the miracle that was done in the name of Jesus Christ. Okay, we will have our question and answer after this. But we shall be hearing a song to be played by Brother Dwayne. Thank you, Brother. Thank you. Everybody ready? My first question. Okay. After the threat from the malicious Jews in Iconium, the apostles next went to blank and blank. Is it A, Jerusalem and Nazareth? B, Jericho and Egypt? Or C, Lystra and Derbe? A, B, or C, where did they go after they were persecuted in Iconium? They fled in secret. Okay, we have answers, and you are correct. The correct answer is Lystra and Derbe, letter C. Good job. Okay. Now for my second question. These cities of Lycaonia were inhabited by heathen superstitious people. Is it true or false? Was Lycaonia inhabited by heathen people or superstitious and heathen people? True or false? Okay, very good. The correct answer is true. Most of the people in Lycaonia are heathen. They are idolatrous people. Very good. Thank you, Lord. And my third question. Was posted twice, it was because the people of Lycaonia would not listen and accept Christ's teaching that the apostles chose not to work there. Is it true or false? So the people there, because they don't want to listen, the apostles, Barnabas and Paul, they didn't work there. They don't want to work there because they know the people won't listen. Is it true or false? And very good again. The correct answer is false. The apostles chose to labor there, though inhabited by heathen and superstitious people, but among them were souls that would hear and accept the doctrine of Christ. Amen. Good job, everyone. Number four. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody are listening. Okay, number four. A Jewish synagogue did not exist in Lystra. But what temple do they have that stood out in that area? Is it A, Temple of Saturn, B, Temple of Jupiter, C, Temple of Mars, or D, Temple of Orion? What temple was built there that stood out in that area?
A, B, C, D. Okay? Let's see the answers. We have letter B, and that is the correct answer. The temple of Jupiter was very famous in that place. Good job. Praise the Lord. Now for my fifth question. People of Lystra were so trusting that they thought the apostles were gods of heaven. So they thought that the two apostles came down from heaven. Is it true or false? So the people of Lystra thought that the two apostles were sent down from heaven by gods. True or false? I see answers, which is true. Very good. Very good again. Good job. That is true. They thought that the two apostles were sent by gods. Okay. Very good. Number six. How did Paul correct the people of Lystra? Oh, wait. How did Paul correct the people of Lystra? Lystra's superstitious belief. So Paul corrected them. Is it A? He directed their attention through the visible work of the Almighty God. He told them to observe Sabbath day. Or C, he gave them Bibles to read. A, B, or C? How did Paul correct the people there? Okay, the correct answer, good job. All of you are correct. It is letter A. He directed their attention through the visible works of the God Almighty, the sun, moon, stars, and everywhere, everything that they see around the nature, and that's how he corrected them. Good job. Amen. Now for my seventh question. Paul in his ministry did not tell them about the Son of God who came from heaven to our world. He didn't tell them about Jesus, the Son of God, who came here on earth. True or false? And we see answers here, and the correct answer is false. He told them. He preached, and that is the object of his sermon all the time, about the coming of Christ here on earth and his death. Very good, everyone. Good job. False. Question number eight. A black man, who was he, was paying close attention to Paul as he talked about how Christ healed people when he was here during his ministry. Is it A, the paralyzed man, or the dumb and the mute man, or C, the crippled man? Who was paying attention to Paul's sermon about the miracles that Christ did? Is it A, B, or C? Okay, let's wait. Okay, I see one answer here. Let's see others. What is the correct answer? And it's letter C, the crippled man. He was paying so close attention that he wished he could be healed again. Even the Christ that Paul was talking about already ascended to heaven. Good job. Amen. And for my number nine question. get it posted. Number 9. Paul could tell that the crippled man had faith. He could tell it. He held on to hope that Savior could heal him. Did Paul perceive that the crippled man who was listening had a faith on Jesus Christ, that he could heal him? True or false? Okay, the correct answer is true. Very good again. Yes, he could tell, he could see that the crippled man have faith on Christ. Amen. Good job, everyone. And for my last question, what did Paul command the crippled man to do? What did he ask him to do? Is it A, to kneel and pray, to stand upright upon his feet, or C, to leave right away? A, B, or C? Okay, I see answers here, and the correct answer, let me see other answers. The correct answer is letter B. He commanded a crippled man to stand upright upon his feet, because he has faith and he was healed. Praise the Lord. And I would like to thank you all, especially the kids and the other brethren who always come in our children's study hour and learn with me, and they also for your participation every Sabbath day. Praise the Lord for the blessings he has given us from his word. And please continue to be with us in the next Sabbath, and that is the new coming year. So God bless everyone. I love you all. See you again next year. So now Sister Mindy will be the next voice you shall hear. Amen and praise the Lord.
Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. Can everybody hear me okay? Praise the Lord. Thank you for the wonderful study, Sister Geneva. And yes, we will see you next year. I can't believe this year is already almost over. Praise the Lord. All right, so we're going to continue going through Scripture and determining which commandments were broken. And this is going to be a two-part study on this one. And it's on Amon and Abiathar. So if you can please get us started, Brother Joe. This is found in the 2 Samuel chapter 13, 1 through 14. And it came to pass after this that Absalom, the son of blank, had a fair sister whose name was Tamar. And Amnon, the son of David, blank her. And Amnon was so vexed that he fell sick for his sister blank, for she was a virgin. And Amnon thought it hard for him to do anything to her. But Amnon had a friend whose name was Jonadab, and the son of Shimeah, David's brother. And Jonadab was a very subtle man. And he said unto him, Why art thou, being the king's son, lean from day to day? Wilt thou not tell me? And blank said unto him, I love Tamar, my brother Absalom's sister. And Jonadab said unto him, Lay thee down on thy bed and make thyself sick. And when thy father cometh to see thee, say unto him, I pray thee, let my sister Tamar come and give me meat, and dress the meat in my sight, that I may see it and eat it at her hand. All right, so we got some blanks to fill in. There's only three. The first one is, four. There's four blanks. First one is David. The next one is loved. The next one is Tamar. And the last one is Amnon. All right, question number 2. So Amnon lay down and made himself blank. And when the king was come to see him, Amnon said unto the king, I pray thee, let Tamar my sister come and make me a couple of blank in my sight, that I may eat at her hand. Then David sent home to Tamar, saying, Go now to thy brother Amnon's house, and dress him meat. So blank went to her brother Amnon's house, and he was laid down. And she took flour and kneaded it, and made cakes in his sight, and did bake the cakes. Very good. The first one is sick. The next one is cakes. And the last one is Tamar. All right. Question number three. Or I should say verses number three. All right. And she took a pan and poured them out before him, and he refused to eat. And Amnon said, Have out all the men from me. And they went out every man from him. And Amnon said unto Tamar, Bring the meat into the chamber, that I may blank of thine hand. And Tamar took the cakes which she had made, and brought them into the chamber to Amnon her brother. And when she had brought them unto him to eat, he took blank of her, and said unto her, Come, lie with me, my sister. And she answered him, Nay, my brother, do not force me, for no such thing ought to be done in Israel. Do not thou this blank. And I, whether shall I cause my shame to go? And as for thee, thou shalt be as one of the fools in Israel. Now therefore, I pray thee, speak unto the blank, and he will not withhold me from thee. Howbeit, he would not hearken unto her voice, but being stronger than she, forced her and lay with her. All right, so the first blank is Amnon. The second blank is eat. The next blank is he took hold of her. And the next blank is folly. And the last blank is king. All right, very good. Question number four. Which three commandments did Amnon break? Was it A, commandments 1, 2, and 4? B, commandments 8, 9, and 10, or C, commandments 6, 7, and 9. You gotta really think about this one. All right, we're going to go through the questions and you're going to realize, okay? Question number five. What does commandment number 8 teach us? Very good. Commandment number 8 teaches us, thou shalt not steal. Question number 6. Tamar was a virgin. So what did Amnon steal from her? Was it A, her jewelry, B, her virginity, or C, the cakes that she baked for him? Very good. It was B. He stole her virginity from her. Question number 7. What does commandment 9 teach us? Very good. It teaches us not to bear false, thou shalt not bear false witness. That means not to lie. Very good. Question number 8. When did Amnon lie to his father David? Was it A, when he pretended to be sick, but he was not? B, when he asked for Tamar to bake cakes for him, he knew that's not why he wanted her to come to him? Or was it C, both A and B? Very good. It was C, both A and B. He lied to his father when he pretended to be sick, which he was not, and asked for his sister to bake him cakes, which he knew that was not the reason he wanted her to come to see him. All right. Very good. Question number 9. What does commandment number 10 teach us? Very good. Commandment number 10 teaches us thou shalt not covet. And the last question, and we'll finish this study next Sabbath. Question number 10. How did Amnon covet something that that did not belong to him? A, he wanted the cakes Tamar baked that did not belong to him. B, he wanted Absalom's sister Tamar that did not belong to him. Or C, he wanted Absalom's coat that did not belong to him. Very good. The answer is B. He wanted Absalom's sister, Tamar, that did not belong to him. Very good. You guys did a great job. All right, so now we're going to go over our Ten Commandments, and we're going to be going through the commandments in Deuteronomy chapter 5. So if you can please get your Bibles ready and let me know when you're all ready, we will get started. Deuteronomy chapter 5 is what we're going to be reading the commandments out of. And when you're ready, we will get started. Every Sabbath, we want our Bibles handy, okay? So we can go over our Ten Commandments. All right, everybody's getting ready. Okay, so what we're going to do is I'm going to give you the number of the commandment, and you tell me what that commandment is and what verse we can find that commandment in Deuteronomy chapter 5, okay? So we're going to start with the first one. I want you to look up commandment number 8 in Deuteronomy chapter 5. Commandment number 8. All right, we're getting our answers in. Wait for everybody to get their answers. All right, and it is found in verse 19, neither shalt thou steal. All right, now we're going to look up commandment number 1. Look up commandment number one. Wait for everybody to get their answers. Okay. Commandment number one is found in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 7. Thou shalt have none other gods before me. All right. The next one we're looking up is going to be verses. We're looking up commandment number four. Now we're looking at commandment number four. And it's going to be verses. Very good. And that one is verses 12 through 15. And it reads, keep the Sabbath day to sanctify it as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee. 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thine ox, nor thine ass, nor any of thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates, that thy manservant and thy maidservant may rest as well as thou, and remember that thou wast a servant in the land of Egypt, and that the Lord thy God brought thee out thence through a mighty hand and by a stretched out arm. Therefore the Lord thy God commanded thee to keep the Sabbath day. All right. On to the next one. We're going to look up commandment number 10. Commandment number 10. What verse and what is that commandment? All right. Commandment number 10 is found in verse 21. Neither shalt thou desire thy neighbor's wife, neither shalt thou covet thy neighbor's house, his field, or his manservant, or his maidservant, his ox or his ass, or anything that is thy neighbor's. All right. You guys are doing a great job. All right. Now we're going to look up commandment number 7. Commandment number 7. I think we might have a little bit of lag going on here. Your answers aren't coming through. All right, very good. Commandment number 7 is found in verse 18. And it reads, neither shalt thou commit adultery. All right, on to the next one. We're going to look up commandment number 5. Look up commandment number 5. Hi, Sister Zoom. We're looking at the commandments in Deuteronomy chapter 5, just so you know. All right, commandment number 5 is found in verse 16. And it reads, honor thy father and thy mother, as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee, that thy days may be prolonged, and that it may go well with thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. It's still the commandment with a promise of long life. It's just worded different. Okay, now on to the next one. Commandment number 9. Look up commandment number 9. No problem, Sister Zoom. We're so happy you're here. I'm looking up commandment number 9. What is the verse and what is that commandment? All right, very good. It's found in verse 20, and it reads, neither shalt thou bear false witness against thy neighbor. All right, the next one we're looking up is commandment number 2. It's going to be verses, and obviously you don't have to put the whole verse in. It's pretty long. Commandment number 2. Everybody get their answers in. All right. Commandment number 2 is verses 8 through 10. And it's, thou shalt not make thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters beneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. All right, on to the next one. We're going to look up commandment number 3. What verse and what is commandment number 3? Waiting for everybody to get their answers in. All right. Commandment number 3 is found in verse 11. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. That's worded exactly like Exodus chapter 20. Okay, this is the last one. Commandment number 6. Look up commandment number 6. All right, getting our answers in. And that is found in verse 17, thou shalt not kill. You guys did a great job. Okay, now we're going to type in the commandment we were supposed to memorize for this Sabbath, and that was commandment number 10. And if you can start typing that commandment in the room, do the best you can. We're just learning how to memorize, so if you don't get it exact, that's okay. So type in, and we're typing in the commandment from Exodus 20, okay? How it's worded in Exodus 20. Commandment number 10, start typing. Waiting for everybody to get their commandment number 10 in the room. Commandment number 10 is what we were going to memorize this Sabbath. All right. And this is out of Exodus 20, Sister Zoom, sorry. I'm going to go ahead and I'm not going to look at my, you know, I look at my commandments normally when I read them. But I'm going to go ahead and see what how I can do on it. All right. Commandment number 10, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. All right. Anybody else typing? We can wait a little bit longer. Very good. Very good. Praise the Lord. You guys did a great job. Praise the Lord. Okay, so next Sabbath, we're starting with the odd number in the Ten Commandments in Exodus 20. We're going to start with commandment number 1. So that is your assignment to memorize commandment number 1 for next Sabbath. And have a blessed Sabbath, everyone. I love you all. God bless. And I will see you next year. Happy Sabbath, everyone.